Dr. Claire Weiler, thanks for talking to the Cambridge Service Lions podcast series today on competing and coexisting business models for EV, lessons from international case studies. You've delved into four of the most current business models being used by companies. Tell us who they were and where they are based.
So overall, to start out with, each one of these cases is based on a car manufacturer or someone who's delivering electric cars to the public with some modifications and some additional end-user services and additional functionality added to the core business. The first case is of Tesla, which is now a well-known company that has operations worldwide, that's based in California, that sells high-end luxury electric cars to end-users and also started providing fast-charging stations and services. The second case is of Autolib in Paris, which provides urban mobility as a service using electric cars to the public in Paris. Then finally, we have two other cases based in China. The first one is BYD, a company that sells electric cars along with fast charging in the city of Shenzhen, and Wangxiang, which is originally an OEM parts supplier that started providing electric vehicles for sale or for leasing, along with battery swapping services in the city of Hangzhou.
How did they go about these trials, and did they get assistance from their governments?
In three of these cases, the answer is yes. So the case in France started out with a local authority offering a tender for the project of mobility as a service in the city. So the company that won it is Bolloré, and they operate it. They started out as investing in battery and vehicle development, and as a transport and logistics company. Through this project, they provide everything, including the charging systems, the end-user billing, and customer-facing systems. So you asked about government assistance. In this project, they do get land for parking at preferential rates from the city and the local authorities. In the two cases in China, the role of the government is even stronger because they were explicitly government-led trials. 25 cities were chosen across the country to deploy and test out electric vehicles in public transportation and in public fleets. So, for example, city taxis, buses, and government employee vehicles. And in addition, six cities were chosen to test out different business models for private EV use. So these are the two cases we're looking at, are on one hand, private electric cars with fast charging, and on the other hand, private electric cars with battery swapping. Finally, the fourth case is a more typical example of a competitive firm. So Tesla benefited from the political background that supports and has long been a supporter of electric vehicles, but didn't explicitly rely on government assistance to deploy its service.
What kind of public support was given?
So public support for electric vehicles can come in multiple forms. One is support for research and development through funding. The government can also decide to deploy electric vehicles in its own fleet of vehicles. It can offer financial benefits, tax rebates to consumers to encourage sales, or it can enter into partnerships with the companies deploying electric vehicles. And this is what we're seeing in most of these cases, where state-owned companies in China that are the state-owned utilities partner with car companies to deploy charging services in addition to the car, or to build charging stations in the city, or help consumers afford their own charging stations. So part of the benefits that these partnerships can offer are direct financial help for users or for the companies developing electric vehicles.
Did the origins of the companies determine the type of business models they used?
Well, actually, that's an interesting question, because in two of these cases, we were looking at entrepreneurial companies, companies that started out from individual founders that launched their business in vehicles. So that's the case of Tesla, or for the BYD, originally it was a battery company. And both of these entrepreneurial companies are very focused now on competition that's based on technological performance and on being the lead technology innovator in the ecosystem. And both of these companies chose fast charging as the preferred charging service. On the other hand, the other two cases were multinational, large, more established companies, so Wanchang and Bolloré in Paris, and both of these companies focused on the consumer-oriented dimensions of electric vehicles, so solving the barriers to adoption, solving the financial issues with electric vehicles through services, so offering battery swapping to reduce range anxiety and offering mobility as a service to reduce the upfront costs of electric vehicles for users.
You say they were all innovative, but how?
So one could say the traditional default business model for electric vehicles is the same as for regular cars. You manufacture and you sell a car. In each one of these cases, we're seeing new approaches, approaches that are incorporating downstream services and functionality, so in particular charging and thinking of the fuel supply for the car. If the companies aren't offering it themselves, they're partnering with other ecosystem players to be able to provide these services as well as the cars. Business models such as battery swapping separate out the cost factor, the main cost factor of electric vehicles, which is the battery, and offer new types of service contracts for end users. And similarly for the mobility as a service business model, which is a completely new way of delivering a car, which is just as a product that consumers use to get from A to B rather than a product that they own.
What about identifying the barriers? Is that important?
Yes, so these innovative business models, one of their main roles is to address and provide solutions to the barriers to adoption of electric vehicles. So as we just said, these are high costs, range anxiety, people having to adapt their fueling behavior to the new technology. So the different business models, such as battery swapping and mobility as a service, really address these behavioral consumer issues. Their goal is to reduce the risk that people face as adopters of an early technology that's still in its infancy.
You talk about the importance of ecosystems. What do you mean by that?
In each of these cases, the core companies can't go it alone. They have to be aware of all of their surrounding players, partners, competitors, complementary firms. They also have to be aware of their consumers and the general attitude in their market to innovations, to environmental technologies, and to new technologies in general. And they also need to be aware of the political and policy backdrop of the commercialization of electric cars in each of these cases.
And then you've got two major recommendations. One is about leveraging ecosystems and the other about capitalizing on their competencies. Why are these so important?
In the case of leveraging ecosystem resources, clearly the companies have benefited in each one of these cases from partnering with local authorities or governments, or from partnering with other companies such as the utilities in the area. Why have they done this? Obviously, it reduces the risk for themselves as the core companies. They're able to make use of their resources without having to provide every single service associated with electric vehicles themselves. And then the second recommendation too was based on the analysis in this report. So Tesla and BYD excelled in the strategic and business aspects of electric vehicles. They understood the ecosystem, they understood the importance of partnering, of growing, of becoming technology innovators, while the other two cases actually showed companies Wanchang and Autolib that were more interested in delivering a service, in solving the customer barriers to adoption. And so the second recommendation has to do with identifying these excellence features and then trying to expand beyond them and growing into the areas where they're not currently strongest.
If you follow those two recommendations, then that is also going to help you plan your strategy more successfully.
Yes, definitely. Well, if you think of it as a cocktail for success, leveraging the ecosystem, leveraging the policies that are supportive, leveraging the environmental resources in an area, the attitudes of consumers is definitely part of what's going to make a company successful in commercializing electric vehicles. And on the other hand, also having a business model that is strong in each of the functions that we mentioned, so solving the barriers to adoption and at the same time enabling the ecosystem to grow, is a key contribution for success.
Dr. Claire Weiler, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.